I know you guys' trail was number 7, right?
Yeah.
What time of year did you guys place that trail in?
In February.
February.
Started February. There and over here.
Oh, right. The with the Oasis people.
Yeah.
And how much work went into building this trail off the airport?
Well, it took about a week, not that long. Yeah, 7 days to make it all to the edge. It was very flat. You could have gone out there in one day with a...
Yeah. Well, yeah, I went out there once. The day I met you in the morning.
Yeah.
And we went out there, and it was pretty flat.
It was almost too flat.
Yeah. Just because of if it got hit?
Yeah. That's what we were afraid of, so every time we see ice coming, we'd have to pack early because it was too flat.
Did you guys ever camp out there at the edge?
For one day, I think.
Yeah.
But most of the time we'd run away if we saw ice coming.
Did you guys have a safe camp anywhere along the trail?
Yeah, right there.
Where? Backpack in here?
Yeah.
So how well was the ice along that trail grounded?
There was I think 2/3 of it, the trail is not grounded. Only from the beach to, I'd have to say maybe only 1/4 mile away, maybe not even, yeah, maybe 1/4 mile away.
So all this stuff out here wasn't grounded at
yep.
all?
Yep. Only up to this was grounded right here.
Well, that ice that you saw break out yesterday, is that still this stuff, or is it other stuff?
It's up to here.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. So then, how would you describe the types of ice that you guys were...
Well, it was just... It was young ice that formed in... January and February. It just formed out there. It didn't move. It just kind of froze.
Frozen place?
Yep.
And it survived the whole spring without getting broken up?
Yeah, it survived the whole spring without getting broken up too bad.
Is that rare or is that typical of it?
Well, we at first, like I said, we didn't know what kind of ice was coming at us, and we'd run away before it got close. Then we got to think, why isn't it breaking up? So we packed up everything and pulled everything up to where it was safe, then went back down to see what kind of ice was coming. It was just young ice that was all jumbled up and gotten high because it was packed in and just jagged young ice, and every time it came, it just salak, we call it, means like a file, you know, like a metal file just rubbing along the edge, not really doing any damage to the ice.
Was that good or bad?
Better.
For what you guys needed?
It was no good. We had a bad season because of the, all that young ice coming in all the time and staying in. And it would add on more.
Yeah.
And add, make some more trail, add, make another trail.
It would have been better for it to just
pile up or make it strong or something, but it just kept adding, and a lot of parts were very thin, 1 inch. Eventually freeze to 5 or 6 inches, but not very stable. In some places where the snow dropped, it never froze. And I went through with my snow machine 22 times. I went about 100 yards and just gunned it all the way and went back on to save ice.
Oh, you started to break through and you just...
Yeah, I made a wide turn.
Huh. What is that?
That was a few days after we had made a trail over here. I just went to go check. Not even 1/8 of a mile from our trail. It was not safe.
So why did you guys actually put your trail here?
Well, we had made a trail there the year before and it was close like that, and we had gotten a well and when the ice was closing that way. That was the reason why. It was just close for us to go down there and smooth. And we had decided we'll just stick around right here. Then there was this ice over here. We were thinking of going out here, but you know, it was too far out.
Yeah.
That's why we just made a trail there, and we had made another trail over here. We fixed it up. In 2 days, we fixed up that trail and just never went there.
Yeah. So you guys stayed on this one the whole season?
Well, we came out here for 1 day, 2 days, to this trail and...
Out here?
And,
So when did you guys stop hunting on the ice?
I think we're May 10th. No, it was May 12th when we went home.
Was that because of the ice conditions?
Yeah, ice conditions were... It gotten hot and for many days straight and melted everything. And we just didn't want to stay out there in a lot of water all around.
Yeah.
If we had drilled some holes, all that water would have went down. Eventually it did, but we didn't want to stay out there. Because of a lot of ice melt, snow melt, mostly snow that melted.
So do people typically do that? They'll drill holes?
Sometimes they would.
Along the trail? Or?
Yeah, in the past, many years ago. Like pulling a plug out of the bathtub.
Yeah. Well, I've seen it happen when we, up here at our site.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we took some ice cores and then we went back a few years later. They were huge from all the water that had gone drained through. Pretty amazing. Bigger than a seal.
Yeah, it eats up that ice really fast.
Yeah. I think I might have spoken with you about this, but I had a similar question, which is just, What are the, when you're out there in the spring hunting, what are the different stages that you see the ice go through that leads to where you decide that it's unsafe or unstable to be out there?
Oh, it was, you know, the older cracks that were out there melted. Then it kind of feed them up, and things started to move around, and there was water in the cracks from all that melt, and kind of thought with a lot of thin spots, and there was a lot of big pools of water, and just not safe to for anyone to be out there. Just took a few days of warm weather from on top, and I think the little from the current from the bottom, and the young ice gotten soft. We wouldn't be able to pull up a wheel on it, and once we know that we can't pull up a wheel, that's done for us.
Yeah. What about the bottom of those ridges, like the ones out here off town, or those ones that are closer to town here? Are those typically?
They're grounded.
Do you have to worry about those coming undone during wheeling season, or are they so well grounded that?
They were grounded very well because it happened. Early in the season, they grounded closer than normal because there was open water, and then it got shoved further in the shallow. Normally, you know, we'd have grounded ice out here somewhere, but now they're further in.
Yeah.
If you understand what I'm telling you.
So, I mean, those ridges normally are out further, but this year somehow they got pushed in. So
we had a very strong west wind, maybe 50, 60 knots while we had open water, and all this was flat, and then it shoved in, this kind of ice shoved in and made some big ridges.
So that was early January? Or?
Yeah, December.
December.
January.
Yeah, because I was here in mid-January, and all these ridges were all in place already.
Yep, it happened in December. We had big, heavy west wind. Shoved it all in and made some ridges.
So you typically don't find those big ridges that close?
Sometimes they're pretty close, but those ones are pretty close.
And there wasn't a whole lot of ridges beyond that, was there?
No. They all would. When we thought they would stay, some big ice come in and we thought it would stay, but they never stayed.
What about the, when I was out there this year, I saw, I don't know if it's because there was a lot of it around, or maybe I figured out, finally had to identify it, but I saw quite a bit of multi-year ice, just some off of Browerville and some.
Yeah.
So some up here, and then I saw a lot of stuff north of the point.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what you thought about that. Is it more than recent years, or? Those multi-year ice.
Yeah, there was some of that water, that ice that we get for drinking water, we were scattered here and there, Barrow, and when you go up north, there was a big pants of it out there. I took a drive maybe 15 miles north.
North of
the point.
Of the point, wow.
And I ran into all that onto the ice. Mm-hmm. Just to see what was out there.
Yeah. But what you found, was that... typical? Because the reason
it's kind of typical like that. Mm-hmm. We wish there would be more of it coming on this side, right here, in front of Barrow.
Yeah.
We need more of that multi-year ice coming to Barrow and freeze in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's interesting about that is that, you know, we can't... It would be nice if we could distinguish...
This piece right here, just in
this type of image.
Yeah.
What was multi-year ice and what wasn't? But we can't really do it. So you almost have to be on the ground to see it.
This part was just young ice that had frozen thick. And it was a big pan and just went there, with no heavier multi-year ice. It was just frozen young ice. That cotton thing.
Yeah, one question I had was, because I heard people talking about it this year, but still unclear is, you know, when people are building these trails, are they looking to place their trails kind of where you have the ice sticking out, or for some people?
Well, near this year is kind of weird because the ice was sticking out way over here.
Yeah.
And you know, it's all straight, you can tell. Then everybody's scared to go out here because it's too flat.
Yeah.
And too far out. If it was over here, they'd come out here.
But the whales that you, well, I guess it was closed a lot this year, but I had thought that maybe that ice stuck out here would...
Yeah, they were all going through there. A lot of them were. These guys that were reporting all the whales,
we
didn't see a single whale.
So this was kind of making the whales go out further?
But the first herd that went by, there was a lot of whales, but we were not out there. We watched
it. That was in...
Early April, April 12, April 13.
Yeah.
Those days.
I think that's when I was out on... That's when I drove out here, was I think April 12, maybe.
Yeah.
So we saw quite a bit of whales.
Yep.
Well, actually, I don't know how many we saw, but the ones we did see were really obvious, because they were breaching.
Yeah, they were all breaching. A lot of them were happy to be up there with no oil.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Waiting on a plane.
Oh, you're flying out?
Well, go call the caribou.
Oh. Well, so then I guess was there anything unusual about this year that we didn't talk about? The ice conditions? Or?
There was a lot of slush. There was a lot of slush ice, and what was unusual was that point decided to stay there, even we had strong winds. And we were hoping it would be over here, not there, you know. Usually this part would have no ice.
Yeah.
Then it all came here. That was unusual. Usually, it come over here, then it'd start right here and make a point right there.
Yeah.
Except it didn't. It went the other way. But we had a lot of west wind.
Yeah.
And that was unusual. And yeah, that there was a lot of ice where there shouldn't have been ice, almost that far out over here.
So in a normal year, you would have had a bit more east wind that would have.
Yeah.
We've got rid of that ice that was sticking
out there. It'd be kind of something that looked like this.
Yeah.
And go out over here and go around.
But it isn't early in the winter, isn't the ice typically?
Yep, it's moving that way. Yeah. And we thought, you know, it came here and hit, but it didn't do much.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, just because there's nothing solid in there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Slush.
And most of the time when that slush came in, when it had a heavy east wind, that thin 1-inch ice was staying too.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird. We kind of made a lot of whalers not go out there. Even there was whales we kind of hesitant to go out there because of the unsafe ice conditions when we had open water.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not trying to take chances to kill a whale for loss of life. But later on, eventually, somebody landed the whale, we got happy.
Yeah, I guess you can celebrate on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday night. Saturday noche. Will you be here?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you there.
Yeah, I'm going to go over. I've missed it the last couple of years.
Yeah, go over there when they start tossing the people around. You can go on there too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll go there out there to be up there.
Yeah, that'd be nice to see.
Yeah.
Well, I won't keep you since it's almost time to go home.
Oh, we got like 5 minutes.
I think, though, that a lot of this stuff I had spoken to you with about earlier. Well, did you guys have any, were there any noticeable cracks along your guys' trail that you were worried about?
No, not really. No noticeable cracks, but we just, there was some cracks up north and over here, but not on our trail. We didn't have any cracks.
Is there a Inupiaq word for these types of
Nubuwak
features, like peninsulas that stick out?
Yeah, Nubuwak. Nubuwakarok, a big point. Nubuwakarok.
Is there people using that to refer to this thing?
Yeah, Nubuwakarok, Kangechlup.
The bay.
Like a big bay, Kangechlupuk.
Are you able to write those?
Yeah. Nubuwakarok, big point. And what is that? Kangechlup. Oops.
This whole thing, or just
these little spots? The little one. Yeah. Everyone can like this, can be a Kangechlup.
Yeah. And that's typically where some of them want to place a camp, kind of in a little bay?
Yeah, sort of. But we'd like to be by the point.
Yeah.
most of the time by the point.
Yeah, I didn't figure out why. Like if I think I had one from earlier, a few days earlier, or no, a few weeks earlier in the year. This thing here.
Yeah.
So many trails, all these trails were going out there.
Because everybody was lazy to make the trail.
Oh.
They all went on our trail. You remember that, right?
Yeah, but I thought maybe there might be another reason why people were there.
There's a lot of welcome by here.
Yeah. I guess it is a lot of work. So I can't explain. I mean, I can't understand why people would just use a trail that already exists.
Yeah, there's a bunch of lazy people that don't like to make a trail. You know, I always say something about it at the meeting. But I have to turn whole man and angry and they'll start listening.
A few more years, huh?
Yeah. There's a lot of people that don't like to make a trail.
Seems like
that's just the plain truth. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. You gotta build the trail.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all the questions I wanted to ask.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
So. You probably have one of these, huh?
Yeah, I don't need one. I don't want to shred that up, man. It's a bad year.
Oh, actually, if you want a week where paying people $50 for interviews, but unfortunately, the university has to make it difficult, like every other thing.
Oh, yeah. I'll fill that out.
Just the top.
You'll be here, right? Tomorrow?
Yeah. I can come get it.
All right. I'll be in my office.
It's just that top part. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just give it to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be here all week. Till next Wednesday.
What's that?
Till next Wednesday. I'll be here until next Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, I'll find you.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah, thanks, Billy.
Thank you. Yeah.